And at 2:20 here on Kate Radio, again, big Hall of Fame induction banquet going on this Saturday, Wedgewood Cove here in Albert Lea, and the first of many, many inductees we're going to be talking with. And our first one here on Kate Radio, Jim Wendorf, going into the Albert Lea High School Hall of Fame as part of a relay team, the 1978 state champions, 200-yard medley relay team. And Jim, a good afternoon, and first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Good afternoon. That was a good introduction you had.
Appreciate that. Thanks. Now, Jim, when you got the phone call from the committee, how'd you feel about that? I mean, I think it's awesome and probably a very nice honor to be part of the Albert Lea Hall of Fame.
It's a huge honor. I was very excited. You know, my older brother, Rich Wendorf, the class of 76, was quite a basketball player. So, you know, we have bragging rights in our family. So when I got the call that I would be going in, I was very happy. And what makes it really special is the other three guys I'm going in with are great friends, and we have wonderful memories, and we're still very close and good friends. So it's great to go in as a relay team.
Gary DeRoos, Ray Keating Jr., and John Schmidt, all going in with a Jim Wendorf on a Saturday. And you were you the class of 78 then, Jim?
Correct. We're the class 78. So Gary DeRoos, Ray Keating, and I were seniors, and then John Schmitz was a junior. And, you know, Gary DeRoos was an individual state champion. Gary was at that time the best swimmer in the state of Minnesota. So it was you know, he led that relay off as our backstroker, and he got a, you know, always got us a good lead. And then, you know, Ray Keating was our breaststroker. He went next, and John Schmitz was the butterflyer, and then I was the anchor, the freestyle.
Now, it took place back in 1978, but it sounds like you remember it like it was yesterday. Must have been, I assume, one of those moments that just engraved in stone in your mind, which it should be to win a state championship in a relay race. I assume you remember. How much did you guys win it by?
We won it by probably a second.
Okay.
And we just missed the state record. The four of us had been swimming together in that relay for about my sophomore year. So we were a well-oiled machine. We thought we could have won in 77. We ended up, I think, third or fourth in the state, but we were very, very confident. Our senior year, we went undefeated in that relay. We knew we had four good swimmers. We just were very confident that we were going to win. And that medley relay was the very first event in all the swimming meets. So it really set a nice tone for us, because we, you know, whether it was a dual meet, a championship meet, we would always go out, and that relay would always take first place. So it set a nice tone for all the Tiger swimmers back then.
Jim Wendorf with us, being inducted into the Hall of Fame, Albert Lea Hall of Fame, on Saturday, part of the 1978 state champion 200-yard medley relay team. And Jim, let's talk about your high school career. Besides swimming, what other sports did you participate in?
You know, I ran cross country and track, and I really, that was my first love. And I started swimming to get in shape for some of the running events. But then I more fell in love with swimming. My senior year, I did not run cross country or track. I kind of just went out, and focused 100% on swimming. We would swim in the fall. We had a lot of your listeners might remember Andy Sanders. Andy Sanders had Sanders Drug, and he had some sons who swam, and he would coach us and bring us out to the YMCA in the morning, and that was really helpful to be able to train in the fall before the season. And the swimming season's long, so when I was done and we were state champions, I just focused on the next thing, kind of getting ready for college, and I ended up swimming for a season at UW-Eau Claire.
Jim Wendorf with us here on Kaint Radio again. One of the four swimmers, part of the 200-yard medley relay team, state champions back in 1978, to be inducted coming up on Saturday at Wedgewood Cove. And a Jim, so after high school, after college, where has life led you the last, 30-plus years?
Yeah, well, I went to Eau Claire. I swam and played water polo for a couple of years, and then I transferred into Mankato State. I had gotten married then, so my swimming career was over, but I started doing triathlons, and all through the 80s and into the 90s, I participated in triathlons.
Good for you.
I lived in Mankato for a time, and then I moved to Owatonna. I had three daughters. All of those girls were excellent swimmers and record holders for the Owatonna High School team. My oldest daughter, Jill, ended up swimming for UW-Eau Claire and did very well. I coached swimming for a time in Mankato, and I've continued to swim, Aaron. In fact, I now live over in Byron by Rochester. I'm a part of the Rochester's Master Swimming Team. I've done a couple master meets, and actually Ray Keating, his brother John Keating, who was an 82 graduate, who was a swimmer. The three of us swam around Key West as a relay about 10 years ago.
So, cool.
I don't look very good in a Speedo anymore, but I enjoy getting in the pool.
Jim Wendorf with us again. He'll be going into the Hall of Fame coming up on Saturday with three of his closest buddies. And, I like that part of the story a lot, Jim, that, these three guys, John and Ray and Gary, you are part of this moment that you guys will never, ever forget. And that after all these years, 40-plus years later, you guys are still all good friends. I absolutely love that part of the story.
Yeah, we get together. We talk quite a bit. Now, Gary is out in California, and unfortunately, he won't be able to make the trip. He had an eye injury that's going to not allow him to travel.
Okay. So
he won't be there, but Ray's coming into town. Ray lives in Virginia. John Schmitz is near me in Casson right now, so the three of us will be there. But we get together frequently. We share stories. And in addition to those guys, we also had a great team of other outstanding individuals. Steve Furness was a great swimmer. Tim Saleen was another one. We just had probably, six or seven really, really high-quality athletes who came together and swam. And our coach was Coach Jim Lang and Dale Schultes. And they weren't the best technical coaches, but they were very great motivators, and that made an impact on us. And quite frankly, a lot of our success that we've had throughout the years, whether it was in athletic success or in the world of work, we always come back and talk about some of the lessons we learned in the swimming pool.
Absolutely. Life lessons learned at a young age, continuing today. Jim Wendorf again. He's going into the Hall of Fame. Albert Lea Hall of Fame coming up this Saturday, part of the 1978 state champion 200-yard medley relay team. And Jim, thank you so much for the time. I'm sure the stories will be aplenty coming up on Saturday night.
They will.
And Jim,
they will.
Thank you so much, and congratulations on the honor.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.